Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi. Free agency is underway, and we've got a Monday night edition of the wrap-up show for you as the eyes of the nation turn now to Major League Baseball free agency and the hot stove season here in November. So John and Jim with you on the wrap-up show. Spoiler alert, Padres didn't win the World Series. I don't know who did, but the Padres did not win the World Series.
A baseball team, now, right?
I forget who won, but who cares? What does matter is what the Padres are going to do this offseason, and can they bring back some of the critical pieces from last year? Will they look outside? What trades could be on the horizon? Will they be active in the international market? And more. So make your way in. If you're new to the channel, thank you. Please subscribe. We have year-round content for Padres fans. We don't kid when we say that. I mean, we're here for you on November 4th. So please subscribe, year-round content for Padres fans. Smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We really do appreciate your support of the channel. If you click the dollar sign below the chat box, we will get to your super chats here tonight. It's a great way to support our work. If you want us to comment on a question you have, if you want to see your comment on screen, click the dollar sign below the chat box. If you want to become a member, you can click the join button down below. Free agency is here. The Padres don't have a ton to work with, we don't believe. That'll play out maybe in the weeks ahead when we learn of what their budget is. But the GM meetings are underway, Jim, in San Antonio, Texas, this week as well. And now we wait on Jerickson Profar, on Ha-Sung Kim, on Kyle Higashioka, on other options for the Padres from outside of their 2024 roster as well as we get ready for 2025.
So what's like the biggest name internally that you're keeping an eye on the most? Is it Ha-Sung Kim or is it Profar?
I think it's Profar. Answer that in the chat, whether you're here live or on replay. Would you be more interested in them having Jerickson Profar return or Ha-Sung Kim return in 2025? For me, it's Profar. What about you?
For me, it's Profar too. But it's not for the reasons you think it is. Like it's for almost like everything else that he does for this club. In the clubhouse, he can play multiple positions, even though he only played primarily left field last year. I think he only played left field last year, actually. He just brings something to the table that you can't see, and that's the intangible part of the game. Ha-Sung Kim is also very well liked in that clubhouse as well, but he's not viewed the same way as Profar. Both are viewed great. But if I had to pick one, you know, it's Profar. Now here's my issue is how much are you spending to bring Profar back potentially? That's where the things gets tricky. Because if you're spending and you're giving him a 3-year, $40+ million contract, I don't like it as much. But if you're giving him like a 2 for $28, I can handle that. That's where
You couldn't handle 3 for how much, but you could handle 2 for $28.
Yeah, to me, it's more about the long-termness than the AAV. If you have him under contract for 3+ years at like $15 million a year, that I don't know about that one. 2 years,
I can handle. That's a terrible deal.
Yeah, terrible. But if you brought him off, if you get him back for like 2 for $26, 2 for $27. Was around there, like I can, that's more, I can handle that. even though the AAV isn't that much different. 12 million, 13 million opposed to 15 million AAV, a couple million bucks here and there. But I'm looking at the long-term side of it. And if I'm Profar, I'm asking for a long-term deal. I don't want a two-year contract. I want to max out on the season I just had, which absolutely he should. Go get his money, dude. Like, go get as much money as you possibly can. If you can't get it from anywhere else, then the Padres are going to be there for you. It's just, I don't think the Padres are going to be the team that's going to give you that, like, long-term deal that you might be expecting, like what happened after the 2022 season.
I don't think any team is giving him a $3 or $45 million deal, including the Padres. Andrew, thank you for the first super of the night. We appreciate you, man. This is way too low. Obviously, it would be a big win for the Padres, but this is way too low. Even $5 to $7 million a year is way too low. I think ultimately, Jim, he actually signs a two-year $20 million deal.
Really?
Or okay. A three-year $27 million deal. I would not go more than $10 million a year for Jerickson Profar. I think it would be a reach. You could even argue the $10 million per year, based on his career numbers, might be a reach as well. I would absolutely do it if I was Preller at 2 for 20 or 3 for 27. And that's about as far as I'm willing to go. We'll get into some of the payroll restrictions that the Padres are probably working with. Because, and Andrew, thank you so much for the super. We'll get to all the supers here tonight. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box. We appreciate you guys. Here's the thing. We've said this a lot on John and Jim. Maybe we've said it a time or two on the wrap-up show since the season ended. The price tag for Profar, Kim, Higashioka, Arise, and King all goes up. And I'm probably missing one or two in arbitration. But there's at least five players that the price tag would go up significantly. Profar from $1 million to $10 million. King, whatever it is in arbitration, another $5 million per year. Arise, whatever it is, another $5 million per year. You paid him nothing this year. He's going to go from nothing to 15, potentially. Higashioka is going to get a bump. Maybe it's not a crazy one, but he'll get a bump. There's one, Kim, I mean, the forecasts are, you know, $15 to $18 million per year. So he'll be getting a bump as well in free agency. You're not going to have all those players back. And Jim, even without a couple of those players, Profar, Kim, Higashioka, they're like sitting around the luxury threshold. I mean, do they go over it? Maybe. But even if they do, they're not going to go well beyond it. And I'm almost surprised if they go over it. I'd be probably surprised if they went over it. I think the plan to start the offseason is to do everything in your power to stay around the CBT number. I don't know what it is, but they're already close to it. So you're going to have to get creative, and you might have to trade off some pieces or do some things that you don't want to do this offseason to stay under that CBT.
Well, I can tell you this. If they don't go over it, you better damn well not go under what you were this year.
I don't think they're going to go under.
I hope they don't. But what I'm just reiterating, like, you have to at least show that you're making a push here. You can't, you know, not re-sign Profar and not re-sign Kim and not bring back Higgy. And at spring training, we're sitting here like, well, we're going to give a bunch of opportunities to guys that we have already in our system. Mm-hmm. That, to me, I'd be very upset with. And I think a lot of fans would be upset with that too. If you went to spring training,
would be.
Well, like, hey, we're going to finally give, you know, Campusano the reins, or hey, we're going to give in the back end of our rotation a real shot to Brito Vasquez and Waldron.
Sure.
We have guys in the back end of our bullpen that we feel like, you know, Morahon can get an elevated role. You know, we like, no, no, dude, I'm sorry. No, if that is part of your plan, and also part of your plan is like, well, we expect Xander Bogaerts to have an all-star season. Oh, boy.
Well, that's definitely part of their plan. I mean, there's no way part of their plan isn't to bet on Xander Bogaerts or Randy Vasquez or Brito or Waldron.
Like,
or
what Morrow. Is the move?
They're all part of their plan, all of them.
Yeah, like, we know Preller. He doesn't like to just sit back and let things happen and then just go to spring training without doing anything of significance. So, like, where's the significant move you see? Does it come through trade? Does it come through a signing? Does it come, like, where does it come through? Because
I think
every offseason there's been a significant move. Every single offseason for the last five years has been a significant move.
Look at it this way. I mean, free agency has been underway for 7 hours. So I'm not overly concerned. I would think that it would be more likely to occur via trade than it would via free agency. I'm already checking off the list: Juan Soto, Blake Snell,
Corbin Burns,
the whole top 10,
Alonso,
the top 10 Baldy. Free agent possibilities. I'm crossing off, but I'm not crossing out the possibility of them trading for a rotation piece, front end rotation piece. I'm not crossing off the possibility of them trading away Jake Cronenworth or Luis Arraez. We could argue the merits of that type of deal. I'm not crossing off the possibility of them adding to their bullpen via free agency or the back of the rotation via free agency. So, like we often say, it's not 2022 anymore. Like, Peter Seidler doesn't own this club. Mm-mm. The family does, but this isn't going to be an offseason with a $280 million signing or swinging and missing on $300 million or $400 million signings like Aaron Judge or Trey Turner. It's going to be an offseason where maybe you give a player $30 or $40 million like Jerickson Profar, or maybe there's someone else out there that gets an AAV of 15 plus for a year. But beyond that, I'd be surprised if there's any splashy type free agent moves. I think you're looking at adding to the back of your rotation because you don't have Joe Musgrove. I think you're absolutely looking at the trade market. They'll definitely be active there. They'll definitely make a sizable trade this offseason. And then it's like, do your work in-house. Like, what do you want to prioritize? Is it Arraez? Is it Profar? Is it Kim? Is it Higgy? Hold on. Let me pull this up from Andrew. That's how I look at it. Andrew, thank you again. He says Profar bet on himself already and failed. Yeah, but he's coming off a much better year
than the year
in which he bet on himself. And he's not an old player. I mean, he's in the second half of his career, but he has earned a multi-year deal. So he'll get a multi-year deal. I just don't know what it's going to be worth. I'd be surprised if it was 3 years, $45 million, but I think he's going to get a multi-year deal, and I think he's going to get $20-plus million.
Would you bring back Profar if you knew it cost Luis Arraez, as far as like you had to get rid of Luis Arraez to bring back Jerickson Profar?
No, I don't love that Sophie's choice either. If I could have Profar for 3 years or Arraez for the next year, I'd probably try to figure out a way to extend Arraez and make it a comparable cost to what I'm going to pay Jerickson Profar. So if I could have Profar for like let's say he gets 12 to 15 per year, well, I could probably get Arraez. So I would take Arraez in that theoretical. But if you told me Profar for 3 years as opposed to Arraez for one, and I don't know the future, I guess it's a decent topic. But I would take Arraez over Profar at similar or less dollars.
I think that the priority for the current free agents from the Padres should be Profar and Higashioka. Those are of the free agents for the Padres: Peralta, Solano, Tanner Scott, Kim, Higgy, Profar. I think bringing back Higgy and Profar should be the priority list from the free agents I just named there. You're not bringing back Tanner Scott. Peralta and Solano were really nice stories this past year, but you can only catch lightning in a bottle once. And if you had to choose between one of those two guys, I would choose Donovan Solano over David Peralta. That's just me. And then I just feel like someone out there is going to give a multi-year big deal to Ha-Seong Kim because he's a guy that you can plug and play when he gets back from injury. I don't think he's going to be a guy that's going to take a one-year deal or get a one-year deal. I think he's going to get a multi-year deal from somebody. Mm-hmm. Probably think it's going to be the Giants. That's my first place that I would stick him, just because everything there just lines up. But Profar and Higgy, to me, bring back those two players from the free agents I just named that were on the Padres last year. I'd feel good with that, along with other moves, trades, back end pieces, kind of diamonds in the rough type of moves that he did last year that turned out to be really good. Jeremiah Estrada is just the name that comes to the top of my head. Do some of that, hopefully hit. You're not going to hit on the amount that you hit on this past year at 100% almost. But if you can hit at 60% of the moves, that to me would still be considered a win.
Yeah, we had Mike Farron on today. If you missed that conversation, you can find it on sportssd.com or the iHeartRadio app. We're on 3 to 6 weekdays on San Diego Sports 760. And Mike Farron's one of our best baseball guests. He's just a really good voice from MLB Network Radio. His direct quote was, "I think Profar is a good bet to return So that's Mike Farron on where the Padres stand with Profar. Obviously, free agency started hours ago, but that was Mike Farron thinking that Profar could absolutely return. He also said in terms of like a name on the margins to keep an eye on in the rotation, and he was injured last year, but he referenced Shane Bieber as someone that could be affordable that just two seasons ago even had a 3.8 and then in 2022 had a 2.8 ERA. I mean, a guy that's won a Cy Young Award. And there's going to be some back end rotation options that teams can, you know, there'll be a few. There'll be more than a few options at the back of your rotation. The simple fact is not having Joe Musgrove means you have to address it. I don't think you can solely do that internally. You know, Matt Waldron had a nice 20 starts for this team. Brito Vasquez had moments. Adrian Morahone, will he be converted? I think it's a talking point, definitely, for the offseason, and maybe he will be, although he's been injured when they've tried to do this before with stretching him out. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll look at internal options, and I wouldn't be shocked if someone like Waldron emerged again in 2025. But I think at the very least, with Joe Musgrove out, and you know that from day one, you're going to have to address it in some form or fashion via free agency or trade, and I guarantee that's a priority. Yeah, you'll have an internal option in your rotation to some extent. I'm sure that's the case. But you're going to have another external option as well, like a veteran piece that can make the 25-plus starts. The Wakas of, or Lugos from 2 or 3 years ago, whenever that was, you got to go find the next Waka, Lugo, Martinez, King, obviously was a big deal via trade. But you get the point. Someone like that that can help you and give you 150, 175 innings.
Yeah, and I see in the chat, you know, Nick Martinez got a qualifying offer from the Reds, you know, so that ain't happening. And it was interesting how they didn't give a qualifying offer to Jerickson Profar.
Right.
What do you think that means?
I just think it's a sheer dollar and cents proposition would be my expectation. I think someone had it that if they gave out those qualifying offers to Kim and Profar, the totals would be over 21 or 22 million.
Yeah.
So it's just probably a dollar and cents thing initially, is how I would read it.
Right. So, I mean, it's interesting, and that could potentially mean someone can easily go swoop them up and not have to worry about that qualifying offer tag there. But that's the risk you're going to run. And I think it's a calculated risk, because if you did give him a qualifying offer, what if Profar took it? You're like, oh shit, he's on the books for 1 year for 20 plus million.
Yeah, I don't know what the number would be solely for Profar. Maybe someone knows that, but you're right. I mean, if you give a qualifying offer, you have to be prepared for the player to take it.
Is it based off of their season, like as far as like where they're at? Like, how is it based? I don't even know how it is.
What it's based on, but I do know this, that if you lose the player after giving the qualifying offer, you then get the compensatory pick. So right. The benefit for the club is you give the offer, it's at a number. If you lose the player, you get a pick. But if the player takes the qualifying offer, you've just bumped your payroll. I don't know what it would have been for Jerickson Profar. Evan saying the qualifying offer is just a flat 21.
Is that, I don't know.
I said 21 for both. I think it was 21 for either.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I mean, if there's no world in which Jerickson Profar is given a $20 million qualifying offer. Same thing with Ha-Sung Kim.
Yeah, that's kind of how I viewed it. Because Kim, if you gave them both the qualifying offer, that is way more money AAV than they're willing to go for next year, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason why you do it. And then by not doing it, it gives other teams, you know, more incentive to go after those guys, because they don't got to worry about the compensatory draft pick loss.
Right.
So it's like, right, oh, we can go after these dudes and not lose a draft pick. Like, absolutely. So it's interesting, but I get it. There's no, you don't want to run that risk. Like, you know, when you give a guy a player option, it's like, you're screwed, because you know, that player, if they suck the previous year, is going to take that option. Like Jordan Montgomery for the Diamondbacks. He was awful. The owner called him out, said it was the worst contract that they've ever given out to any player ever. And guess what he did? He said, F you, took the player option. Now the D-backs are on the hook for like 25 plus million. You know, Wandy Peralta, another example. not to the same extent of Jordan Montgomery, but he is a player option for the next 3 years. Guess what? He's going to take it every year because that's $4.5 million easy money.
Real quick on the qualifying offers today, because it's a really good point. So it's, by the way, it's the mean salary of the top 125 paid players in the sport, which this year is $21.05 million. Therefore, okay, the player has been offered. They do not have to accept it.
Do you think Soto accepts his?
Say that again?
Do you think Soto accepts his?
Yeah, I'm not sure if Soto would. No, I mean, and the reason clubs are, again, like doling them out, so to speak, is because they're going to get picks when they lose these players. But here are the players that have qualifying offers at $21 million for 1 year. I mean, most of these players will turn these down, right? Adames, he'll turn it down. Yeah. Alonso, turn it down. Bregman, down. Burns, down. Max Fried, presumably, would turn it down. Yeah. Teoscar Hernandez is going to turn it down. Sean Manaea will turn it down. Nick Martinez, I don't know. Nick Pivetta, Santander, Luis Severino, I don't know. Juan Soto, I don't think he takes $20 million next year, would be my guess.
I don't think so.
And then Christian Walker. But that's the list. I get it from the Padres' perspective. You know what doesn't fit with those players I just said? Jerickson Profar, Ha-Seong Kim.
Right.
Like, they're not Juan Soto, and they're not, and like, with all due respect, like, Sherman has turned his career around. He's going to get a multi-year deal. He shouldn't take a $20 million one-year deal when he can get a 2 or 3 year deal that's going to pay him more than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it'd be a disaster if you gave both those guys qualifying offers and they accepted.
And they probably would. I mean, I'd be shocked if they didn't.
Hold on. Hopefully Jared,
$1 million
in the chat. Jared Kills XX, you have been officially banned for life, my friend. Continue.
Just like that. Yeah. Just like that. All right. If you're here, please subscribe. You're on Content for Padres fans. Smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We appreciate your support of the channel. If you want to see your comment on screen, click the dollar sign below the chat box. We'll get to it. If you have a question or comment, or you just want to support our work, click the dollar sign below the chat box. We're going to get back to this conversation. Free agency is underway. What do you think the Padres need to do? And what's their first order of business heading into this offseason, coming off a really good regular season and a disappointing finish, obviously, in the postseason? We'll get back to the conversation in a moment. Do want to remind you about our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz, with us in season and out of season for each of the last 4 years on the wrap-up show here on YouTube. If you have any insurance need, you have to contact Mark. He is a great insurance agent. How do we know that? We do business with Mark. I've got homeowners and life insurance and earthquake insurance through Mark. You can as well. He can save you $750 or more just by switching. And if you're looking for information on a new policy, he can hook you up as well. He does auto. He does home. He does renter's life, condo, earthquake, and more. Great insurance agent. Take it from us. I had to file a claim back in 2022. He took care of everything, saved us so much time and money. He's a San Diegan, a lifelong Padres fan. Really does, you know, 24/7, 365 consume Padres content and information. So we're thankful for Mark's longtime support of the channel. If you want free quotes, click the link in the description down below or give Mark Nimitz, our title sponsor, a call.
Yep. Information is in that ticker there. MNimitz at farmersagents.com. Reach out to Mark. Let him know that John and Jim from the wrap-up show sent you.
There were a couple of interesting things related to LA today. One of which was Dave Roberts and Mookie Betts on the Mookie Betts podcast, whatever the hell that's called. Both said in real sincerity that the real threat to the Dodgers was the Padres. They both said the Padres are the best team in baseball. And I don't think they were just saying it. I think they actually believed it. So it adds some like salt in the wound. There was also Mike Farron, because you asked a really fair and legitimate question, which is like, hold on, the Dodgers are going to keep spending. They're going to be aggressive. They're only going to get healthier. They have Ohtani pitching next year. They have the return of Tyler Glasnow, et cetera. How are the Padres supposed to compete? I mean, how are they supposed to put themselves in a better position? He's like, well, you just got to get into the postseason. Look at the Diamondbacks 2 years ago. They weren't the best team in the National League. They made the World Series. Look at the Phillies 3 years ago. They weren't the best team in the National League. They made the World Series. So it's like, get into – A.J. Preller's job is to get to the world – to the postseason. And then from there, you kind of take your chances. And I tend to agree with Mike Farron. To me, it's not about competing with the Dodgers in the regular season. It's about getting to the postseason and giving yourself another shot against the L.A. Dodgers in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with them, but it's also kind of hard for me to agree with him because the Dodgers ain't going anywhere, man. This ain't one and done for the Dodgers. If anything, they're going to get better. This might have been their worst team of the next three seasons. Think about that. And they just won a World Series. So what are you going to do, San Diego, to make sure you keep pace? I'm not saying you have to overtake them and win the division, but how are you going to have a roster as good as you had this past year or damn near that type of roster to compete in the postseason if and when you face the Dodgers again? That's why this one stings so much, because I don't know if they have the resources to continue to do that year in and year out for the next 3 years minimum, because that is, to me, like the window you got here with Manny and Xander and, you know, well, Darvish, and you have Cease and King and Arise all on under 1 year deals. So you don't know their future, right? What are you going to do to keep up? You know, are you going to fall back and are you going to say, well, we're just going to try a different approach and we're going to see if we can have guys like DeVries and Salas be big parts of our future and go from there? Like, what are you going to do? Like, is Roki Sasaki a guy that you're going to go out and make a hard push for? What's the move? You know, like, I think why I'm saying this is because maybe it's because I just recently watched The Comeback on Netflix, and at like the first episode was all about the Red Sox keeping pace with the Yankees. Now it's different because they had unlimited funds. Both teams were top two in payroll during that time. And like, hey, the Yankees got so-and-so. Well, guess what? We're going to get so-and-so back. Like, you know, it was just a back and forth constantly between those two teams. And maybe that's why I'm thinking of it that way with the Padres, of like, hey, Dodgers are going to make a move. They're going to go out and get like maybe Willie Adames or Tanner Scott or Sasaki or whatever, right? What's your counter move to that to potentially keep up here? I'm not saying to keep up with the division. I'm just saying like long-term for when you get to the postseason, if you get there, how are you going to match them?
I don't look at it like that at all.
I know.
Like, I think at the end of the season for the Padres, it didn't come down to matching Dodgers moves, payroll. It came down to the way games 4 and 5 played out, which were disappointingly for Padres fans. It doesn't matter if they had Roki Sasaki. They may not have won the series. It doesn't matter if they had Teoscar Hernandez. They may not have won the series. It wouldn't matter if they had Juan Soto. They may not have won the series. Yeah. To me, it comes down to what postseason series comes down to. Look at 2022. It was unpredictable. The Padres were an underdog. They won the series. Look at 2024. It was unpredictable. Most people would have told you the Padres would win the series up 2-1. They didn't. So to me, it's about getting back. Now, do I think it's going to be more challenging in 2025 against the Dodgers than it is in 2024? Yes, I do. There's no assurance you play the Dodgers again. There's no assurance you get there again. But I think if I'm AJ Preller, I said this today, and I'm going to stick with it all offseason. I just think go find a way to win 89 games and get in. Mm-hmm. And from there, put your team in a position where, man, they were well set up this year. It's hard to imagine they're better set up in 2025. The way they played in the second half of the year, they were playing brilliant baseball, arguably the best baseball in the major leagues. So, yeah, there's no question that's going to be hard to emulate in 2025. But if it's about matching them or even close to matching them, that's an impossibility. The Dodgers will do something this offseason that is impossible to even closely match by the San Diego Padres. So, unfortunately, that's where you start the offseason, knowing that the Padres are going to win more games in the regular season in all likelihood and will likely make bigger splashes than the Padres will this offseason as well, which is something they did last offseason.
Yeah, and I like their core going into next year if they don't get rid of Arise or get rid of Dylan Cease. Like, you have a front of your rotation being Dylan Cease and Michael King and Yu Darvish.
Right.
I like that. You have a lineup 1 through 5 right now of Arraez, Tatis, Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts. Right. I like that.
Yep.
Back end of a bullpen. Jason Adam for a full year is going to be massive. Robert Suarez, those two guys, the back end of your bullpen, along with Jeremiah Estrada. I like that. I like Mike Schilt. It's a contract extension, but I like Mike Schilt as your manager. And you also need to make sure you bring back Ruben Niebla. Like, those are all really, really good pieces. Now Preller's job is to once again build a complete roster like he did last year. Build a complete roster. Agree. The names I just said, keep all those guys under contract. That's a good team. How do you build out the rest?
Yeah, that's a I think you summarized it perfectly. You're right. I mean, he did a very nice job in 2024. Can he do it again in 2025? Fair to have questions about his ability to do that. I think the other thing is the players you mentioned in that core aren't guaranteed as we sit here to begin the offseason to return.
That's my point.
Yeah. Whether we like it or not. Yeah. I mean, I think, like, you know, I'd say 51-49, the players you mentioned in the core return. The entirety of them, Arraez, Cease, obviously Machado, Tatis, go wherever you. But I don't think it's much beyond 51-49 that Luis Arraez and Dylan Cease and Michael King. I mean, they're going. King's gonna be back, obviously. I'd be shocked if Cease wasn't back, truthfully. But I mean, Arraez, I think is still a question. I really do believe that. So you're right. I think if you can keep your core, it's how do you add on the edges, but. The work they did this year, the Profar 1 million, the Solanos, the Peraltas, the Jeremiah Estradas, that's going to be tough to replicate in that exact manner without having a couple swings and misses.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And like I named the core and you're like, oh, it's a playoff team. Well, like you just said, the edge part, like the rounding out the edges, you know, like this team doesn't make the postseason without Jerickson Profar last year. They don't, you know, Jeremiah Estrada, like it's just a lot of these pieces, you know, Donovan Solano, when Xander went down, David Peralta, when Tatis went down, you know, Kyle Higashioka to step in when Campisano was awful behind the plate. Like, you had to have a rookie phenom, Jackson Merrill, get, you know, better every single day and cost you what? Less than a mil? You know, like, how can you, like you said, replicate that, find the pieces to give you that production? Or where are you going to get that production from? Where's it going to come from?
Yeah, and it's not going to be, and we talked to Mike Farron about this. He's like, you know, I've watched Leo DeVries. I've watched Ethan Salas, and they're good young prospects. But if you're counting on them to replicate Jackson Merrill's 2024, it's not going to be done in 2025. Yeah. Leo DeVries was in a low A ball last year. You're not going to see him. Ethan Salas was in high A ball this year. Like, I think it's unlikely he pays dividends in 2025. So like the Merrill hit was awesome for the organization, but now that you have Merrill doesn't mean that you have a 2025 Merrill and a 2026 Merrill. Now, hopefully you do maybe at some point in 2026. It feels as if with the benefit of hindsight, Jim, and you said this a lot in September and October, it feels as if they were best set up to win now. Unfortunately, they didn't. Like, it feels as if the best roster AJ Preller ever put together was the one that just lost in five games to the LA Dodgers. Now, can he do that again, put together that roster? Does he need to put together that exact roster? When we had this conversation last offseason and they traded Juan Soto and lowered their payroll $96 million, people didn't envision the type of year that the Padres had. So my point is it's unpredictable and volatile. Like, you traded Juan Soto and you had a much better season on the other side of that. So can you again make some tough decisions and come out better on the other side? And it's hard for me to answer that right now, but that's something that I'm sure the Padres organization is considering. Are there things we can do to lower our payroll in the short term that gives us flexibility to make our team better by using that payroll elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? It's the question that is, Preller is going to have to figure out to solve that equation this offseason, because time's ticking, man. Time is ticking. And it's not like do or die next season, but you're not going to have a roster in 2026 with Arise, Cease, and King all on it.
Right.
You're just not. Those are three all-stars right there, right?
Yep.
Well, King and potential, you know what I mean? Like
they're really good players.
And that is why when we talked about giving out a long-term contract extension for Jackson Merrill or Michael King, I'm thinking like, shit, dude, 2026, your rotation is Yu Darvish and a Joe Musgrove coming off of Tommy John. So, what are you going to do? Yeah, man, it's going to be interesting to watch it all play out. I'm just curious to see how active Preller is going to be with not a lot of resources like he's had in the past. He does not have a Juan Soto trade chip. He does not have unlimited funds. He does not have unlimited, prospects to trade either this offseason. He has not a lot of funds, no big trade chip, and not a lot of prospects to trade. So,
did you see executive of the year results?
If it's not Preller, then it's stupid.
Well, where do you think he'd be in the top, top three?
He better be number. If he's not one, he's got to be number two or three.
He's not in the top three. That's more. Results of the executive of the year voting done before the postseason by a representative from all 30 teams was announced Monday night. This is in Kevin Acey's article about the GM meetings. The Brewers' Matt Arnold won the award, with the Royals' J.J. Piccolo finishing second, the Guardians' Chris Antonetti finishing third.
All right. Well,
which whatever. Again, at the end of the day,
it doesn't mean anything. We know how good of a job Preller did last year, and we know that the stuff that what he was working with, having to trade Juan Soto and slashing payroll by $90 million, and the trades that he made during season. He traded for, listen to these trades he made last year. No other team in baseball did this. None. Dylan Cease, Luis Arraez, Jason Adam, Tanner Scott. No other team did that. He did it. And they won 93 games. So
The Merrill move, the Profar signing.
He signed a guy Solano, for $1 million who started the All-Star game in left field.
Yeah.
But no,
Perez.
But no, he doesn't deserve to win executive of the year.
How about this too? Like, we talk about payroll, right? So it went to $90 million. Between 2023 and 2024. How about this? The 2024 payroll was $50 million less than 2022. How about this? The 2024 payroll was $8 million less than 2021. So it skyrocketed up under Seiler. 21, 22, 23 completely crashed in 2024. And now the question is, what becomes of it in 2025? This is the number one question, by the way. The number one question is, will they go beyond the CBT or not? Mm-hmm. The indicator is what I saw Eric and Sonda do. The action spoke. They decided they had to get under the CBT. There were benefits to do it. The tax thresholds were getting higher. The draft pick penalties were getting higher. They had to, quote unquote, reset. Reasonable.
Yeah.
But will they, now that they've reset, be willing to go beyond it, even by a small amount, knowing that there'll be a tax penalty and a draft penalty as a result of doing that? Or do they need to stay under it because they just don't have the money to go over it? That, to me, is the critical question of the offseason. Are they willing to go over the CBT now that it's been, quote unquote, reset, or not?
What's the CBT again?
Crucial.
What's the number?
Well, I don't know, but we've seen the Jeff Sanders and the Kevin Aces, and they're already close to it, aren't they? Like, if you added in the arbitration eligible players, they'd be at least in the CBT range.
237 was the 2024 threshold.
So 241 or something?
Around 240 something, yeah. Padres CBT.
Well, you pulled that up. Hold on. I wanted to get to this from HBBV. I forgot about these super guys. If you want to support the channel, click the dollar sign below the chat box. We'll get to every single super chat. Please subscribe. We have year-round content for Padres fans. HBBV, thank you, man. He says 300-pound Doyer fans are talking crap on Legoland's Instagram. Why? Legoland would be like the crown jewel of Los Angeles.
Dodger fans are going to talk shit for the next year. I mean, let them talk shit. There's nothing anybody can do. So, and they won their first.
They were talking shit beforehand. So whatever.
Well, yeah, it's not going to change. It's only going to increase, and you just got to move on. And so whatever. I mean, they're going to make themselves look like idiots the more they continue to talk shit, and the more they continue to, you know, be illiterate and like not know how to spell and whatever. So just let them talk shit. Their team won legitimately. So it is what it is. I can't find the Padres CBT number. I might be an idiot on this.
I think you are.
Padres.
Let's see. Spot track 2025 Padres payroll.
What's
that?
Sorry. Can talk.
They have 205. They have 205 allocated at spot track for 2025. Okay. Now, I don't know who that doesn't include. What I know it doesn't include is arbitration eligible bumps.
Yeah.
So I know that at 205, it does not include what Michael King is going to make. It doesn't include what Luis Arraez is going to make, and so on and so forth. I don't believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got 205. So let's just add. Well, you know, they have it in there. They added it. They adjusted the payroll for Luis Arraez.
Payrolls?
Yeah. For Arraez, Cease, King, Jason Adam, Morahone, Campy. Yeah, all the.
Oh, they've current and projected. I got you. Yep.
Yeah. So. Okay, so if the number is 241, let's just say 241, then you got some money. How much money are you going to spend, and how close are you going to get to the CBT?
But we say they have money, but like I'm looking at this list, Jerks and Profar is not on it. You know what I mean? So player $10 million, and now you're within 20 million.
So let's just say. I'm not going to say they have 35 million to spend. Let's just say they have 25 million to spend.
Well, maybe 35, but then you're including like the Profars and Higgies, which is fine. But
and we saw this past year that they kept their number to a place where they had wiggle room to add at the deadline without going over the CBT, and that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the moves with Arraez making the Marlins pay all of his salary for last year, like those helped out a lot.
Yep.
So. What is the number that they're willing to go and be comfortable with while not going over the CBT is something I feel like they still don't want to do.
Well, so okay. If they're not going to go over the CBT, then they should get to 241. Now you're never going to get it. Let's just, whatever the number is, let's just pretend like 241, maybe it's 244, 242, whatever. If it's 241, you got to get to 241. Now, you don't get there before the season because you might want to make a move in the season. Yep. I get it. But you got to be prepared to go up to a penny of the CBT is my point. Mm-hmm. There's no – otherwise, what are you doing? What are you saving? Like, okay, we're not going to go to 241 because our revenues don't support it. No, your fan base deserves it. If nothing else, you have to be the top spender up into the CBT. Like you have to still be, because there's going to be 10 teams that are going to go above it. So you got to be that top 10, 12 spender. You cannot drop to a 18th in spend, 20th in spend. That's unacceptable when you're top two in attendance. I don't care about the market. I don't care about the TV revenue. I just don't. Nobody, that's not a reasonable excuse when you're going up against the LA Dodgers. You have to throw everything at it.
That's my point. That's been my point.
But they are. What suggests that they are not willing to do that?
We'll find out.
I mean, I think they'll go up to the CBT. I'd be surprised if they lowered payroll off 2024.
And like that's been my point, is exactly what you just said. Like, you can't fall back here. You can't take two steps back.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take another step forward. And I'm not saying you have to go over the CBT. If you went over the CBT, fantastic. Resetting everything this past year, if that gave you the opportunity to do that now, going forward here, awesome. Right? Go out and spend and maybe make some trades and see what you can do. But if you don't, and you stay well under that and you try to go back a little more, then we got some real problems here going forward, and this could turn into a disaster real quick from a like roster construction standpoint.
I agree with that. Let's get back to this conversation in a moment. You know the holidays are coming. It's November, and you got to pick up a Mova Globe for the holidays. All right, our friends at Mova Globes are with us here throughout the off season. If you haven't picked one up as of yet, click the link in the description down below. All right, and make sure to use promo code PWS10. You'll get 10% off one of these puppies for the holidays. 10% off with promo code PWS10. That's PWS10. Click the link in the description down below. These spin automatically with artificial or natural light. This technology was invented here in San Diego, company founded in San Diego, technology invented in Cardiff by the Sea right here in North County. They have all 30 major league teams. All 30 major league teams. Great holiday gift idea. You're looking for the perfect gift for the loved one in your life. For the holidays, whatever holiday you celebrate, this is a great, great holiday gift idea. They have all 30 major league teams, all 30, even the ones we hate. They have all 30 major league teams. They have other globes as well that are non-MLB related. But the promo code works no matter what team you like, Cubs, Cardinals, Padres, etc. Promo code PWS10, click that link, Jim, in the description down below.
Yeah, pick one up today. Holidays are coming up. Get one for a loved one, buy one for yourself, buy one for a family member. You can buy one for work-related event. You can buy one for a bookshelf. You can buy one for a coffee table, a nightstand, anything. Your desk at work, we'll pick up one today. They don't just have the baseball Mova Globes. They got really cool Earth, Moon, Sun, Solar System Mova Globes as well. We have a Earth out in our living room on our bookshelf. So you're gonna get that. Okay, he's gonna get that. Okay, that's the Earth, John. That's exactly what it looks like.
No, it's the world.
No, that's okay. Yeah, it's the world. Yeah, that's exactly what.
Look, all the countries included. Okay,
that's great.
Your kids would love these, seriously. Okay, if you have kids. Look, Dodger fans, this is what the world looks like. It's circular, not flat.
Do you want to talk about that Instagram post real quick?
I do. Which one?
They have a flat Earth version.
Which one?
Well, you said today on John and Jim that there was something we posted from a while ago about Padres aren't scared of the Dodgers heading into the postseason series that Dodger like trolls found and kept commenting on. Mm-hmm. But you said 90% of the Dodger fans that were commenting didn't know how to spell.
Correct. So okay. It was a post from, what was it? Maybe a month ago. Exactly a month ago. Yeah. Cause the Padres beat the Braves
to begin October.
Yeah. So a month ago. And I said, yeah, Padres are on a mission. They're not scared of anybody. Bring on the Dodgers. We'll see what happens. Let's go. You know, this ain't David versus Goliath. This is two evenly matched teams going up against each other. Dave Roberts proved that point today by saying that he viewed the NLDS as the official World Series because of how evenly matched those teams were and how scared they were of the Padres, but they knew that the Padres weren't scared of them. They knew that going into that series, there was going to be no intimidation factor. They knew each other so well. Padres whipped mm-hmm. their ass, as he said, in the regular season. So there was no like, ooh, the big bad Dodgers. And that's kind of my point. It's like, that's how they felt. So of course, Dodger trolls found that. They have found a bunch of our stuff. It's pretty funny.
Right.
This has now over 1,000 comments from Dodger trolls. And it's just reached over 31,000 views. And should I read off a couple?
Sure.
Okay. The first one I see, it's like a really long post. It's like, mission ended. Let me let you in on a secret. Most playoff teams are not scared of other teams. They are professional athletes. Oh, and welcome to Chokesville. The Padres are living there all off season. BC, they had Dodgers on the ropes at home with Freeman on bench and pulled no show. The Padres were favorites, the more complete team, and wilted under the expectations that come with not being an underdog. All year, Padres talked about respect, and just when 90% of experts picked them as the favorite and better team, they folded under the pressure. Be careful what you wish for. It's tougher than you think, having high expectations, having hanging over your head.
What moron actually thinks the Padres are favored in that series? Now, they're favored when they, were up 2-1. Mm-hmm. They were not favored in that series. They were underdogs.
Yeah. Someone said they scared of cutting runs. Didn't for the last 20 innings. It was actually 24. This doesn't, I don't get what this means. This guy commented, these two guys played JV as juniors. Rest easy. I don't get that one. That don't mean they're gonna win. And they spelled their T-H-E-R-E.
Right.
Someone said, too bad their last 26 innings they played this season were scoreless. Actually 24. Someone said their mission is over, buddy. They spelled their T-H-E-R-E again. Maybe this experience humbles fans and the Padres not be such ish talkers. Okay. What time are the Friars playing tonight? They spelled Friars F-R-Y-E-R-S.
Like they're like, what are they like frying like potatoes or something? I don't think that's spelled right. That's so dumb.
Mission failed. Better start and quit to the main men. Load up a fresh game. Oh wait, never mind. That doesn't make any sense, sir. Next year, be men and don't block us in our stadium to the south of in the playoffs. Reading these are so hilarious because they don't make any sense.
It's like, are they bots? Are they real people? I don't know if they're real people.
And it doesn't trigger me at all because I find it hilarious.
The amazing part is like, I'll look at the chat, and this was in season, this is now out of season. This is before the Dodgers won the World Series, this is after the Dodgers have won the World Series. And they'll sit here in this channel and comment on things that we're saying and people are writing in the chat. Like, you won the World Series less than a week ago and you're watching the Padres wrap-up show tonight.
Go watch the Dodger Nation channel, dude. Go watch, like...
Get a girlfriend.
Continue to celebrate. Go do something. Go watch highlights.
Learn how to finger paint. I mean, there's all kinds of hobbies you could have. Or watch us, which is fine because you're actually supporting our work, which we appreciate. Let me get to the super that came in from HBBVV. He says, need Nick tight pants. I think that's in general. Now, he's got the qualifying offer. We'll see if he accepts it. And then he says, needs X to perform. Joe Kelly trashy. Thank you. I mean, Nick Martinez, I don't think. It's like you can go home again sometimes. I don't think Nick Martinez is coming back would be my guess.
No, I don't see that, especially because we got the qualifying offer.
This is great.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Bro, I don't care. There's a lot of people that we enjoy. I mean, listen, we have a lot of sports fans that come. We got Mets fans. We have Dodger fans. We have Giant fans, whatever.
Yeah, there's welcome.
Obviously a million Padre fans in here. Listen, if people want to have like mature conversations, we're happy to have them. And you control all offseason and during the season as well. I think that the dirty little secret is you're just helping our channel. That's so whatever works for you, works for us. is what I would say.
I just read a couple more comments here. They're funny.
Right. No one cares. I'm panning you.
Says, okay, this comment here, verbatim. Cause they don't got nothing to T-O-O, lose, LOL. That what happened when you don't have ring, let go Dodgers. Actually, let okay. go Dodger.
Okay.
Said, is this fucking English? Someone said, you can't talk that much smack when you haven't won shit. Just shut up and go out and play. Be pros about it. Bro, we don't play for the team. You guys suck. Your team suck. Okay.
It's honestly what it is, Jim. And you know it because it's this. I think I have a good.
Dude, this is a funny one. He had three laughing face emojis. Like, I'm not kidding when I read this stuff. This is exact. Go to our Instagram page. Did they win? ... Not theirs nor afraid. They are thugs. I swear to God.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, this is like maybe people forgot that the Dodgers increased payroll last offseason by what was it per year? I mean, the Ohtani thing was fake, as we talked about. Basically, alone deserves an asterisk. And then you add in Yamamoto, Hernandez. I mean, they added $1.1 billion, whatever the AAV should have been. They added $125 million AAV with Ohtani if they didn't cheat it, with Yamamoto, with Hernandez, whatever else they did. The Padres lowered by $100 million. It's like you're celebrating the team that was favored to win the World Series winning the World Series. Like the team that was the heavy favorite to win the World Series won the World Series. Like, okay, that's great. The other 29 teams that weren't favored to win the World Series that didn't have the same payroll didn't win the World Series. Now, I get it. I mean, there's teams that win the World Series that don't have the highest payroll, and the Dodgers have had the highest payroll a lot and haven't done shit. But, like, okay. Like, you added Ohtani and Yamamoto and Hernandez. At some point, you were going to spend an unlimited amount of money and win, and it finally happened.
Last sports team in SD for reason, y'all blow, don't go shipping the brown pads off to LA like you did with the poop emoji Chargers and Clippers. We don't want them.
No shit. We get, I agree. You shouldn't want them. Okay. Enough of those. Back to the chat. Because nobody can, I don't even understand what you're saying, but Reno San says, everything that guy said was facts. You two are in denial thinking anyone ever said the Padres were the underdogs, LOL. Huh. 22 out of 27 ESPN experts had the Dodgers losing in the first round. Huh. It's like, Reno San, ESPN experts don't take bets on who wins. And guess who does? Las Vegas. And guess who had the Dodgers as favored over the Padres? Las Vegas. Every single sports book in the entire city of Las Vegas had the, like, do you not recall that? Google it. Do you have Google or not? Because it doesn't matter what ESPN experts say. Admit it. Dodgers were favored. Did the Padres choke up 2-1? Yes, we've said it repeatedly. But the Dodgers were favored to win the World Series. Does anyone actually? They were favored the day the season started. They were favored the day the postseason started. Fact? Fact. Fact.
Fact.
Reno San. Fact.
Anyway.
But what I do want to tell Dodger fans about is Ooh. Underdog, okay? You can play along. Best and easiest place to play fantasy sports, okay? You can be your own expert at Underdog. Simple higher or lower contests across all sports. NFL, college basketball, college football, NBA, NHL, of course, Major League Baseball, and more. You can win up to 1,000 times your money in a single night. If you use promo code PADSWRAP, that's PADSWRAP, you're going to get a 50% deposit match plus a free gimme pick. They'll give you a pick like Lamar Jackson, half total snaps in a game. Yeah, you take higher. He's going to have a half total snap in a game. So they'll give you a 50% deposit match. They'll give you a free gimme pick, and you can win up to $1,000 in a single night. All you got to do is use promo code PADSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Click the link in the description down below.
Like, you guys won the World Series. What's going on?
you have to have something better to do 3 days after winning the World Series.
We're trying to talk about we're trying to talk about Jerks and Profar and Hassan Kim here.
Well, we went down the troll path of Instagram, but yes.
Yeah.
Whatever. I agree.
Whatever.
All right. We will be with you throughout the course of free agency. So this is your channel for Padres free agency. We have you covered. Free agency is underway. GM meetings are underway. Winter meetings are coming within the next month. I think pitchers and catchers report in 85 days. I think I saw that today on social media. So it'll be here before you know it in 2025, and hope springs eternal and a whole new opportunity in 2025. If you have not subscribed to the channel, we have year-end content for you. So please subscribe. Smash the like button for us. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell. Yeah, I mean, this is a fair point from Chad. We could do a subscriber-only chat. Why do we not do a subscriber-only chat?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Why are we such idiots? We should probably do a subscriber-only chat.
That's a good point. I probably just forgot to do it. I did it. I did it for the when they.
Oh yeah, the world.
But here's also a thing, Chad. Like, a lot of these people subscribe to our channel anyway.
Well, whatever. At least if they're going to comment, at least we know they're subscribed.
True. All right. From now on, subscribe.
It's a subscriber-only chat. So if you want to chat, subscribe. Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Subscriber only chat coming next stream. Retod, thank you, man, for the super chat. He says, okay, we laughed at the trolls. How about a tip of the hat to our regulars who love the Dodgers?
I've given a tip. Congratulations. We have. You know, they pulled off something they haven't been able to do in forever, which is we talked about today on the radio. Dave Roberts overcame every single bad decision he's ever made this postseason. Definitely. By making every single right decision. The team did not fold after going down 2-1. The team overcame down 5-0 in game 5 on the road. That was incredibly, incredibly impressive. Now the Yankees kind of gave that game away, but still, the Dodgers to fight back like that and win that game, like, you just knew they were winning once they tied it up. And they did it without having their top pitching there. You know, they had a lot of injuries. But still, the facts remain the same. They were the favorites going into the playoffs. And so, yeah. But yeah, dude, I mean, they did it. You can't say anything about them now. You can't really say anything about Dave Roberts, because he's overcome all that. And it sucks to say, but like, that's the reality, is the Dodgers overcame their past history of choking, and they finally did it, and you can't really say anything. I mean, that's what I say. It's like, all the Dodger fans are talking shit. I mean, unless they sound like freaking morons, which a lot of them do, you can't really, there's nothing to say. You're like, okay, cool.
Now, Retod says, I'm not saying you haven't. You guys are defensive. Retod, we appreciate your support of the channel. I mean, it's, yeah. Listen, when you're going to do a Dodgers channel for the next 365 days, there's going to be a little bit of animosity, you know, in the, like, when you're, if there's Dodger fans in a Padres channel, and there's Padres fans in a Dodger channel, and the Dodgers
won
the series, and we said this was the, you know, this was always a possibility. So, but thank you, Retod, for the support of the channel. All right, subscribe here on content for Padres fans, shoot for baseball fans, truthfully. This will be a subscriber only chat for most of the offseason. So make sure you have subscribed. Smash the like button. Follow us on X. And again, we appreciate your support of the channel. We'll be back with you throughout the course of this offseason as free agency is underway. For Jim, I'm John. This has been the Wrap-Up Show.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, Give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.